When Todd Hovenden opened Biagi's Italian restaurant in Bloomington in 1999, he had never run a restaurant before. Nearly two decades later, Biagi's has established as one of Bloomington Normal's most popular restaurants and now has 19 locations in 9 states. Now Hovenden is branching out, launching the company's first Mexican Tex-Mex restaurant that will open in the spring next door to what will be the new Biagi's location at the northeast corner of Empire Street, Airport Road in Bloomington. He sat down with GLT's Eric Stock.
We're very, very excited about this, and we'll be opening hopefully in middle of March, depending on winter weather. But we've been in Bloomington. Well, March 8th will be our 20th year here in Bloomington, and for a long time we've considered other concepts, and this is one that we felt had some opportunity here in town. We love Bloomington. We have other restaurants around the country because of the support that we've received in Bloomington over the years. So a little bit of it is just selfishness. My wife and I live here. Our corporate staff lives here, and we're looking for other opportunities to dine out. But we just believe in this market and believe that there's an opportunity for the kind of concept that we've envisioned our new restaurant to be.
And if you could explain what that concept will be.
You know, for a lot of people, I guess the easiest thing for me to say would be that it is Biagi's in nature, in the sense that it's Biagi's level of service, and we hope that, you know, Biagi's level of cuisine, in the sense that we're going to make everything from scratch. We have no walk-in freezers or anything. We have a nice big bar presence. We have a big patio coming to the restaurant, but it will be far more casual than Biagi's. And as an example, there is not even a sixth of the amount of millwork and wood floors in this concept. It's much more of a concept that you're going to feel far more comfortable bringing your kids to, or coming in after you've mowed the yard on a Tuesday night or gone to Little League practice on a Wednesday. So we really are trying to bring to the community a concept that everybody feels very comfortable in. And it's not the more planned out dining occasion that sometimes Biagi's can be for a lot of the community.
How much will you borrow from Biagi's name and legacy in this new restaurant? In other words, when people walk in, are they going to know that this is a Biagi's type restaurant? Because it sounds like the style and the motif is going to be very different.
It will be. And if somebody comes in and doesn't specifically ask, they won't know that this is a concept that was developed by Biagi's. It really is a standalone concept where we have different supporters of this concept. We have different chefs. We'll, of course, be handling everything from corporate here, but it's a concept in and of itself. And like I said, it really hopefully does fit a different niche in the market.
You talk about the style of it being different, but I guess the success of any restaurant boils down to the food and how good it is. How big of a jump is it in the restaurant business to go from Italian cuisine now to Mexican?
So that's a very good question. And clearly you can't just take somebody who has knowledge of Italian cuisine and have them develop your menu for a Mexican concept. But we are approaching this from very different angles, and we've been interviewing a lot of executive chefs from around the country, and we have an opportunity to bring in some folks who have a longstanding knowledge and base in the Mexican cuisine. And so that's our approach. It's not simply to take some of our chefs necessarily from Biagi's and ask them to start cooking Mexican cuisine. You know, a lot of us understand Mexican cuisine because of all of the restaurants that we go to here, or maybe we vacation in Mexico, but you know, it's very regionalized in Mexico, and also there's a lot of depth of flavors that it's difficult for a lot of folks to chefs to understand right from the beginning. It takes years and years of practice to master this cuisine, as simple as sometimes we think it is here in America.
You talked about how loyal you are to Bloomington Normal. It seems to be a community where people really like to eat out. Is that just our perception, or is that reality based on what you've seen?
I think it is reality. You know, there's a lot of community, especially when we get calls from real estate developers that they try to pitch us on, this community eats out more than any other community in America. But really, I feel like the folks in Bloomington here do that. It's a very social community, and that really is the basis of dining out for a lot of people. It's a social occasion as much as some place to just go and eat.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Eric Stock with Todd Hovenden, who is the founder and CEO of the Biagi's restaurant franchise. the place where you're going on the east side, of course, you'll be right next to your own Biagi's. There are several restaurants not too far from there, including Avanti's, another popular Italian restaurant in town. Can there be too much of a glut in one place, too much competition in one location in the community, or can a cluster of popular restaurants all help each other?
Definitely, I'm a fan of the latter in the sense that we're on a lot of lifestyle centers around the country. And one of the reasons we go to those lifestyle centers is not necessarily because of the retail that sits in the lifestyle center behind us, but because we want to go where it's new, it's well landscaped, it's secure, it's well lit. It's the place that people think of when they're kind of cycling through in their own mind, hey, should we go out to dinner tonight? And they start thinking whether it's up and down Veterans or it's at a lifestyle center, or it's at a mall, or hopefully in this area, you called it a cluster out east on Route 9, that folks think, okay, we can go out that direction and we have all these different options.
Is it the intention to make this new Mexican Tex-Mex restaurant another Biagi's type in terms of expansion as you're now in 9 states with the Italian model?
Our focus right now is certainly on our first restaurant, and because we're building it from the ground up and it's a brand new concept for us, there's a lot of work that's going into everything from the design, the exterior design, the interior, every new plate and silverware and glass, where it has to be selected from scratch on these. We have to come up with the entire menu and the recipe. So we have a lot going on with this, but the intent is if there's opportunities out there for us to grow this concept the way that we've grown Biagi's, we're certainly prepared to do that.
Does it have a name?
We have another week or so of considering several names that we have on our list. So right now, it's not a definitive answer.
Well, there's always been talk behind Biagi's name and how that came to be. Can you explain that?
Sure. So I was actually at grad school at Northwestern University getting my MBA before I started Biagi's, and I was searching all over the place for a name for Biagi's. I actually had a map of Italy out on my floor going through every little village. I had the English-Italian dictionary I was going through. I was all the way to the S's trying to find a good name. I actually watched all the Godfather movies. I didn't watch the movies. I just watched the credits trying to find a name that I could use for Biagi's, and I was really coming up with nothing. And then one night I was sitting watching ESPN at about 2 in the morning because I'd been writing my business plan for Biagi's, and I had my son on my knee, and for some reason he was up at 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the morning. He was 1 year old at the time, maybe 2. And so we were watching ESPN, and they were on Moto Week, and they went to interview this supermoto racer. His name was Biagi, and I kind of perked up and I said, Biagi's, that's not too bad. And my son Max, as I said, was sitting on my knee, and when they went to interview this motorcycle racer, his name was Max Biagi, and so the light bulb kind of went off, and that's how we ended up with the name. And ironically, he's actually been to one of our restaurants now. They do a race here, a couple of different stops here in the United States each year, and Max Biagi actually has been to one of our restaurants in Eaton.
You tell them they named it after him.
They did.
So are you looking for some divine inspiration for the new restaurant to come up with a name for it?
Well, and I was just searching. I was getting a little nervous because I'd already written most of the business plan, and we were starting to raise some equity and talk to the banks and do some real estate deals, and I was still searching for a name. And so I was scrambling a little bit.
How important is it to a business plan and to a restaurant success, do you feel, or is it not that important?
It is important. More important, I believe, is the brand itself. So how you leverage everything from the name to the uniforms to the menu design, your website, your social media, all of that plays a far more important role in my mind collectively than just simply the name itself.
That's Biagi's CEO Todd Hovenden with GLT's Eric Stock. Biagi's plans to open its new location next fall. The current restaurant will remain open until then. The company's also moving its corporate offices to that location.